Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the Greek ambassador to Tehran over the European Parliament's resolution. Greece is currently serving as rotating president of the European Union. Iran's foreign ministry has conveyed its strong protest to the ambassador, saying that it finds the anti-Iran resolution unacceptable. The command center of Iran's border guard says four of the five guards abducted by Jaish al-Adl terrorist group have been freed. They were nabbed by the Pakistani-based group in early February. There are conflicting reports about the fate of the fifth soldier. Pro-Russia demonstrators have stormed into government buildings in Ukraine's eastern city of Donetsk. The protesters are seeking a Crimea-like referendum to join Russia and demand the dissolution of the regional council. A similar rally was held in the nearby city of Lugansk, with protesters attacking security buildings. At least 13 insurgents have been killed in a bomb explosion in Syria's city of Homs. The death toll is likely to rise as dozens of foreign-backed militants are still missing. No group has claimed responsibility for the blast, but rival extremist groups have recently conducted similar attacks. Thousands of workers, teachers, and civil servants have taken to the streets of Casablanca to protest against the Moroccan government's austerity plans. The protest has been called by the country's three main unions. Morocco's government has recently slashed energy subsidies to control the budget deficit, but the move has instead reduced the standards of living. The U.S. space agency NASA has released new pictures of a flare erupting from the sun. NASA's observatory says the powerful burst of solar radiations occurred on April the 2nd. NASA has said that the harmful radiation from the flare cannot pass through the Earth's atmosphere.